Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz. Hi, guys. Welcome to 2020. It's a brand new year. It's actually the beginning of a new decade ahead of us. And I'm really excited about it. I feel very, very good things to come. Let's go ahead and do a recap of our year. Let's go ahead and start affirmations for the next year. Did you follow through with your affirmations for 2019? How was it for you? Were you over the year? Were you miserable by it? Happy by it? Did it show you justice? Did it not? Are there lessons that were needed to be learned and that you look forward to applying to 2020? Let's just go ahead and get up into it. You feel me? Let's do it together. Let's go. So what's good, my beautiful people? What exactly is going on? Where are you guys standing in your journey of your lives, you know, what's to come of it? What do we want to manifest in the moment that we're living in right now? What are the goals that were written down? Is there a plan that has been behind those goals that you have written down? Has the plan failed you? Did you fail once, get down and not get back up? Are you afraid to get back up? Whatever the case may be, we finna talk about it. So as y'all know, one of my main goals for 2020 is to really understand my purpose, receive the purpose, and step into my purpose. And that's not to limit myself just to one purpose. I actually really do feel like there's multiple things that I'm capable of doing and that needs to be done in order for me to really fulfill my personal true happiness. I've come to the conclusion that I just don't want to dibble and dabble in one area. You know what I'm saying? I have been dibble and dabbling in one area, and I'm not going to say that it hasn't been working, but it definitely has not been fulfilling me. So my main goal and focus is to 100% fulfill myself physically, mentally, wholeheartedly. I want to fulfill myself abundantly. So I've been doing a lot of introspection within myself. I don't think I really need to explain the word, but it is pretty much observing your own mental. Where do you feel at that moment, like your emotional state? Just looking into, you know, yourself, really, really examining yourself. And I mean, not to say that that's something that I'm just going to go ahead and incorporate right now in 2020. It's a whole journey that I personally have been in from like mid-20s until present. You know what I'm saying? I believe I started really, really observing certain things about myself at 25, because that was my best year. Because that's when I start really coming into terms and the truth of myself. And then I went through a major hiatus of absolute fear. And honestly, it was just mental fear. Because once I start stepping over that shit, like, and I've had my fails. I for sure have had my fails, and I'm pretty sure I got plenty more to come. And in my fail, what I've done now is I'm understanding that my fails are still wins, because at the end of the day, I'm already taking a step closer to where I need to be, because there was a real time where I was really petrified to fail. And I honestly think that, I don't know if it was just a fail of, you know, like what that looks like to other people, which I have 100% overcome. I don't give a damn what that looks like to other people or to family, to friends, to other people. It doesn't matter at all. I'm not living my life to please anybody but me, which is exactly why I'm in a journey right now of 100% understanding what my purpose is, of what really, really fulfills Sharita and makes her happy right now. And I want to go and start, you know, I want to really lay out plans to make sure that I am accomplishing certain steps to get to where I need to be. And I'm doing it on my time with my terms. I'm not giving myself allowed, should I say, time frame. I don't really need, you do need people to hold you accountable to that. And so I don't want people to think like, oh, you know, I could do this by myself, because we can't, not a lot of things can be done by yourself. At all, really. Like, I just don't think that that's possible, which is why you have, you know, you see people who have mentors, managers, friends that they, that are holding each other accountable, whether it be groups that you guys form, like a trustworthy group. Because if I was to get into something like that, it would have to be people who I know sincerely, genuinely love me, want the best for me, that want nothing more but to see me accomplish the certain steps towards 100% peer fulfillment for myself, versus them trying to secretly tear me down. I've already been weaving through those kind of actions with friends and family. I think I'm so in tune with myself to where I know what hurts me and what looks like a beautiful smile, but inside is cold, versus what may be something that I've slept on that makes me 100% happy, that fulfills me, that wants nothing but the best of me. And it can come and all form of things. It can blow your fucking mind. I am allowing myself moving forward to accept anything healthy, whether that's healthy friendships, healthy love, healthy partnership. I have no problem rerouting myself. And when I say rerouting myself, I mean that in a sense of understanding that just because a plant appears to be dead, the roots are still alive, if that makes sense to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can literally take the root from the ground and repot that in healthy soil, and it's going to start seeding and rooting and producing beautiful fruits, a beautiful flower, whatever it is that you're producing. And so I've been really in the headspace right now to where I've been really focusing on removing rot from my roots, because I was grounded in just rot, and I was just living in that rot, because some of it was rotting, it's like you're kind of like, you know, still making it, but you're dying slowly. You know what I'm saying? The tree's still low-key producing, but you're not producing the healthiest apple. You know what I'm saying? That apple might be a little bitter at this point. That cucumber that you got in your garden, when you open it and bust it open, it's really bitter and nasty. But if you were to take the root out, or maybe repot it or replace it into more sun or whatever the case may be, you can start producing a healthy plant, a healthy seed. You know what I'm saying? And so that's where I'm at right now. So kind of same concept that I'm applying to my life. You know, we already talked about the whole, the growth, I'm growing, da, 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 da. I've went through that phase and whatnot. And so right now I'm just trying to maintain and better my growth. I came a long ways. Like I told, and like I shared before in a previous pod, a lot of people are saying this word, growth, hashtag growth. And I don't really want to, that should not be taken too lightly, because people who steps in their growth, that's a really hard process. And that's an everyday struggle. And it's every day that you're building towards something new. And so that's not something that happens overnight. You know what I'm saying? That ain't something that might not happen for the average person in a year, 6 months. You know what I mean? It's whatever. So I'm not putting a time frame on it. I just want that to be taken seriously, because when you are truly growing, you're looking at things really differently. You are relearning and unlearning. We talked about that before as well. And so for me, I just want to really continue to keep walking in my growth, owning it, living in it, and realizing that that I have too much to lose. And when I say too much to lose, that's myself. And I mean that when I say that. I mean it with all of me, with the pit of my soul. I have myself to lose, because it's just been me, myself, and I on this growth journey. And so I'm not worried or feeding into anything that is going to take me from that. All I want to do is continue to keep adding on to it and just really, really understanding it and finding the purpose of it. You know what I'm saying? What is all this whole journey? It's not just for anything. You know what I'm saying? There's a purpose behind it. And I just want to really focus myself on that purpose. I want to be able to do things that do nothing but just invite happiness into my life, like positivity. I want nothing, no darkness. I want nothing but God's light over me. I mean, we taking a whole nother trip around the sun, and I want to make sure that my trip is worth it, that it is accounted for within the book of Rita, and that I'm doing everything that I personally can do to continue to keep doing what is best for me and what makes me full and happy. I feel really good about it. I've been really focusing on making sure that I am working on being consistent. We all know that that's something that's a major struggle for me. And this year, I'm going to really hold myself accountable to really remaining consistent. I want to put myself in positions where I'm inspired creatively. I want to be able to create content that matters to myself and to other people. I want to be taken seriously. So therefore, I need to take myself seriously. There's so many things that, you know, and honestly, that's just at bay. That ain't even something. I'm not even getting into the, like, the depth of the real deal, the real fucking juice of it, the juicy core of it. You know what I'm saying? I want every fruit produced out of my mind, my spirit, and my body to be as sweet as it can be. And that's it. Like, you know, I've come, 2019 for me was overcoming a lot of obstacles, whether it have been physical and mental, mainly mental, and just really doing the damn thing. And I definitely got through the year. It brought a lot of truth and light to myself that I am so obsessed with and I'm so proud of. I'm so happy about. And now it's just time to keep it going. You know, 2020, you know what I'm saying? 2020, give me the ball. I'm ready to dunk. And I'm not even a basketball player. I'm just ready to dunk. And I'm understanding that I'm dunking on my time, my place. I'm Shaq. I'm moving slow. You know what I'm saying? But I'm getting that shit done. I'm going down in history as a legend the same way Shaq did. But anywho, it's been cool. Work, I'm still at the same bullshit job, you know what I'm saying? But I'm really understanding that there's a plan for this as well. And as long as I'm able to maintain myself and pay bills, I just want to learn how to utilize my time outside of this place, this workplace that I'm in, that I already feel is unhealthy, has been unhealthy for a while. Instead of focusing on the negative of it, I've just been really focusing on the benefits that I have of it, of being able to provide for myself and do what I need to do, and as well as working on the plan to set myself up. That's just where I'm at right now. When it comes to partnership, I'm trying my best to allow that to come about, simply because I really want to manifest nothing but healthy love in my life. And I mean that across the board, from relationships that may be coming into play for me, from relationships with my family and friends. You know what I'm saying? I went out of 2019 causing a real uproar with certain members of my family. You know what I mean? Although some of them have healed. I told y'all in 2019, I took a decent step back from my sister. And I've noticed, recently we've been talking, but I've noticed that our conversations and our low-key, the silent understanding that I think we have, because my sister, you know what I'm saying? Shout out, sis. I know you listening. My sister supports me no matter what. She supported me when we wasn't speaking. She always will. And I'm comfortable in that. I won't question it. I don't think she'll ever question my support for her. But I do think that silently, I made my point. Because, I mean, I'm a little sis. I run to my sister for everything. I vent to my sister about everything. My sister knows everything about my life. Like, everything. It's just, I'm comfortable doing that. My sister is more quiet, private, and more conservative with her thoughts and well-being than I am. She also, you know, she's big sis. And so she rather puts shit on back burner and kind of take on my little things here. I think she was kind of used to it. So the fact that I was not calling her, running to her, I'm pretty sure in her mind, she's like, yeah, it is what it is. So what, whatever. But I know deep inside she missed it, because when I came at her with all my shit, she played a role as big sis and brought clarity to certain situations that I was going through. And I'm glad I was able to, you know, move in that light with her. But I do understand. I do know that now she respects my boundaries, and I definitely respect hers as well. It's still a work in process because I'm so possessive, you know what I'm saying? And she is too, but I'm way more, it's funny because she had told me that, like, you're a reactor, and I am. I'm 100% a reactor, especially for me and mine. And in certain ways, my sister's a reactor too, because she for sure gonna go hard for me. If I need my sister to do something, she own it. If it's actually been got nothing to go against my nephews, that's my right-hand man. And so I took a step from that for a quick, for a while. And I feel like our relationship is as healthy and grown and mature. Space is being respected. Boundaries are understood. Whether it needed to be spoken about or not. And eventually that conversation does need to happen. I'm not... Anything that I need to address from 2019, I'm not... I made a decision to not address it past January. You know, you set your stuff and then, you know, month comes, you kind of just... You know, you're not really into the change. You setting a diet, but you might walked into 2020 eating fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So me, I like to kind of give myself a leeway and, you know, until 20. You already know I start my year on my birthday. So November 27th is my new year around the sun because that just makes sense for me. But the reality of it is the American tradition way is New Year's Day being day one of the first new day of your life. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, this is a whole new decade. So that's even doper. But I don't want to drag anything on that doesn't need to be dragged in my book into 2020. Into February 2020. So I'm going to start at February 2020. So any kind of a relationship or conversation that needs to be had, I prefer to have them by the end of January. And if it's not to be had, depending on where I felt about you at that moment, I'm either going to take that as... I mean, fuck you. I guess we're you know, you want to act brand new or fuck me. I'm acting brand new. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? But I'm not entertaining it. There is certain things that I'm going to continue to deal with. There's certain things I need to hold people accountable to. There's certain work that I'm that people need to put in order to be a part of my life. And I'm 100% okay saying it just like that. Like I said, there is work that may need to be put in order to be a part of my life because chances have already been tried. There's nothing really to talk about no more at this point. It's just, you know what I'm saying, show and tell. Let your actions speak. Let your words follow through or vice versa. Whatever the case may be, that shit needs to go hand in hand. And if it's not going hand in hand, I don't have the time to dwell on it. We're just going to continue to keep it pushing because we stepping in a very, very great passage. And I feel so good about it, especially understanding it that I don't feel no pressure with it. And if it's pressure that I'm applying my own pressure. I'm about to come for my own self harder. I'm trying to top my damn self. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking to anyone for a goal aspiration. Eventually I would definitely want a mentor, but I want my definition of a mentor to be something that is, kind of a cheerleader, egging me on, aspiring me, letting me know right from wrong in the most, in a way that I understand it. Just like when you go sit down and find a therapist, you may have a couple of meetings before you find the actual therapist that you can vibe with, that understands you and knows how to speak with you and how to deal with you. That's just like me right now. I, you know, finding my partnership. I'm really, I understand now what triggers me in relationships and what doesn't trigger me, what I need from this relationship versus what I had that I don't want no more. Or versus things that I needed to change from the past that I want to make sure that I'm incorporating in my current relationships and moving forward in order for them to be very healthy. Hey, now I'm seeing a lot of love. I got a lot of my partners who are finding love in the most weirdest way. It's the awkward part about it is all the love that my majority of my friends are finding is completely opposite than what they have dealt with in the past. Which says a lot, but majority of the people that I've sat with that are telling me that they're happy and this and that, they're number one, I'm noticing that they have learned what it takes to love themselves. They have set certain standards and boundaries for people to even apply versus the interview, versus getting a full shift. You know what I'm saying? There, I mean, steps to everything. And we're respecting the steps. I'm seeing that people are respecting, excuse me, you guys. Wow. People are respecting the process. People are walking through the process and figuring the process out. I didn't have I'm cutting people off moment. Those moments have kind of been dead, especially to say it out loud. People just kind of fall off. You know, you naturally outgrow people. And it is what it is. I don't really think that's something to be announced or to really focus on, because that's nothing but negative behavior. Focusing on who you want to cut off. You know what I'm saying? That's hella negative. And so that ain't nothing that I spoke anything of this year. There is really no new me. It's the same me, because I'm liking who I'm becoming. 100%. It's the same Sherita rocking out here, because I'm really in love with who I am becoming. I'm in love with who I have become, and I am going to fall madly in love, continue to fall madly in love with who the I'm continuing to grow into. And I'm really excited about that journey. I see kids in the near future within a year or two, within myself, because I definitely believe that God is going to present certain things in my life, and I'm open up to it. I'm very open to it, and I'm excited about it. No rush, y'all. No rush, because I'm respecting divine timing and the process, 100%. And so, you know, life has been, you know, cool. Of course, we got our ups and downs. Holiday season was a mess. It always is a mess. I'm doing things differently coming up on the holiday seasons, moving forward. I want to learn how to manage money. I need to learn money management. I need to get a real grip and control on my spending habits, specifically shopping. I didn't do a lot of shopping in 2019 because I had to ground myself, and I'm actually really, really, really proud of the way that I grounded myself in 2019, because y'all, your girl likes to shop, and I had to really sit down with myself and really be realistic with myself. I mean, even though I'm not a shopper about like, whoa, look at me, I'm posting this cute outfit because I like to serve looks, even though when I do serve a look, I'm serving a look, but it's amazing to me that I was serving looks that were already in my closet from years ago. You feel me? So that said a lot about me, and it made me really happy to do so. I didn't give a damn if it was the same bottom or the same top paired a different way, because listen, I ain't got Beyonce's money yet. You know what I'm saying? Notice that I said yet. I'm not on, you know what I'm saying, Cardi status, you know, but I'm really grateful of where I'm at, and I'm really happy that I have a certain way of putting things together. That's just who I am, and I'm happy about that. So I want to continue to keep doing that. And this time I think I'm going to, you guys, I had a recording with my girl Deb that I actually need to re-record, because I got a text in the middle of the recording and it cut things off. And so I have to re-record with her in order to get the best recording with her as possible. So she's going to be joining Spaz. I'm giving us tips for home ownership. As a matter of fact, that has to be sometime soon, because I think that'd be a great way to kind of just hear some insight from a young peer of ours. At least, you know, you guys who are, you know, 25 and up, between 25 and a solid 35, 36, you know, who are not who are not homeowners and stuff like that. Whether that's a goal of yours or not, I think that's insight to be shared. She is one of my really good friends. She's a peer, like I said. She's a sister. When I say sister, she's a black woman, single, in a relationship, but single meaning that she's still marking single on her status. I wish that would be more respected, that we are all single until somebody comes through and change our title. But that's another discussion to have. But it was definitely a really good setting. So I just need to sit, get a time with her and set and record. I plan on really sitting. Actually, I'm not planning. I'm going to be open to doing way more recordings with people who I feel have something that we all can take from them. It'd be nice to collaborate. It'd be nice to get things moving and going and just have fun with it. Really enjoy what I'm doing and be very, very confident in what I'm putting out and going from there. And so, yes, I want to be able to budget myself better. I want to be able to save X amount of money by the end of the year and kind of keep it going from there. And every year up that. I just really want to learn how to be financially responsible and hold myself financially accountable. And that is going to probably be one of my biggest, my hardest things to do. For real. I'm not gonna lie. It's gonna be a very hard thing for me to do simply because when I like something, I like it. And I really don't believe in being cheap with yourself. And so it's just gonna be a matter of me changing my mind into thinking that that's not really me being cheap with myself. It's me being very smart for myself in the long run, in the future. I want to study investments and stuff like that. Certain things that I know, I need to learn how to make my money, and be, go from there. So I'm really excited as to what's to come. A lot of people, went out of the new year taking a lot of loss, whether it was from loved ones. I wouldn't be right. And I have to say it because it's already been announced, but rest easy, Papa Brown. That hurt me a whole lot. Papa Brown is my, Grandpa Brown, should I say, is my BG Lolo's grandfather, who the family lost New Year's Eve. But the peaceful thing about it is that man lived his life. He had healthy love, beautiful children, created a beautiful family, and had a career around things that he loved. He was a saxophone player and out in Vegas and did the damn thing. And so Pop Brown definitely lived a full, healthy life. I'm really excited about that. And I'm happy that he went with old age. Because I know that he's wrapped in a very safe, loving place. And he's with Mama Rose. And so I know it's solid. I just want to make sure I pay my condolences and show my respect for him from, all my spazzers and whatnot. So show that love. If you guys know her personally, if you guys know my BG Lolo, for anybody who's listening, who's an old partner of ours, definitely reach out and just show that love. I don't like being overwhelmed with that kind of stuff. And so I'm asking that you don't overwhelm her. You could just send a text or like a kiss. And I'm okay with that. I like less is more. Less is so much more because I do not like to be bombarded with anything. I'm instantly overwhelmed and I'm more than likely going to lash out. That's still not under control. You know what I'm saying? I'm still on some flash on you then turn around and go to church and pray for these niggas type of a environment. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's going to change. It's just that the pop off is well controlled now. That has to be really, really, really pushed. But anyways, shoot that love, you guys. That's another thing. I want to make more time, for real loved ones. I say this every year, but this year it's different. I'm not sure it's because we're getting older and time is so slow. And I have a lot of friends right now who are still not in the space of like really starting their families and stuff like that. And I have friends who have families and who are whole ass husbands and whole ass wives with whole ass little bodies running around them and kids, like real kids, 2+, 3+, damn, some of them are 4+, so their time is really sacred. And if I feel like my time as a single person is sacred, and it damn sure is, I 100% want to understand how to respect anybody else's time the same way that I want my time respected. And so that's something that I already do. I definitely respect people's time, but it's just that when somebody is open to making time to go hang out with me, I want to make sure that I follow through with that. That I 100% follow through with that, that I get enough rest or whatever I need to do to make sure that I can make that happen. Cause that's a big goal of mine. Cause time ain't, promised to us, our time is limited. And I want to just make sure that, I'm moving out of love, pure, healthy love. So that means, taking people into consideration and stuff like that. But other than that, I'm really happy. I'm so happy. I don't want to do anything but exude pure happiness and receive pure happiness. I want healthy relationships. I want healthy manifestation thoughts. I want to make sure that everything about Sherita is healthy. I can't say that I'm finna jump into a nice, healthy, clean eating habit. But it is something that I need to get back to working on, because it ain't like that's something that comes hard for me. But I don't know. I find myself on the go. That's really unnecessary. Another thing I want to do is I want to learn how to slow down and appreciate the now, even though that's something I've been doing. When I say that now, like slow down, I mean like driving slower, moving slower, because I move hella fast, you guys. I talk fast, I walk fast, I drive fast, I am explaining things fast. And the real cold part about it is, and damn near selfish, I expect for you to move just as fast, understand just as fast, and embody the shape, the same shit that I'm embodying at the same space. Pace. And that is not fair. That is so unrealistic. How can I, as a human, feel that this other human who is not me to move the same way that I'm moving? And then I have the audacity to be irritated and upset. Yes, you guys, that is really how I am. I have no patience. Like, I just zero tolerance of patience. But that's not to say that I don't have, I guess I'm kind of contradicting myself, because I do have patience. It's just to an extent, and I want to exude more patience into my life. Not really exude. Exude means put out. I want to, I do kind of want to put out more patience. But I want to definitely put it out, so then that way I can receive more of it. But then again, I'm really considerate of people's times, their space, and stuff like that. But I just want to continue on with it. I don't have real complaints. We are always going to be our worst and hardest critic. There's so many things that we can look at ourselves and criticize and wish that we did X, Y, and Z better, or whatever the case may be. And that's okay. You know what I'm saying? But let's really work on focusing on what we do that is great, that we fucking kill with our hands tied behind our backs and our eyes closed, that we kill that shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's really, really spend more time on patting yourself on the back and giving yourself long hugs. Spending time with yourself, taking hot baths, more than once a month. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be, taking those healthy walks by yourself, without your children and your spouse. Like, just really appreciating yourself and giving yourself your own rose. I haven't bought flowers for myself in a long time. And then one day, you know, when you're doing it, when you're buying flowers for yourself, I think because you're manifesting into your life, somebody's going to come and start buying flowers for you. Somebody's going to come and start really shouting out the great parts of you and really feeding into that. I have a really decent friend. I don't really want to speak too much about it, because there's ups and downs with everything, with every situation and every lesson. You got to take the good with the bad and kind of weigh it out and go from there, and observe it. Be smart about it. Be very smart about your choices that you're making and whatnot, because the goal is to go forward and not backwards. And that's something that I've been working on. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit back and be negative about a lot of things either, because who's to say that I'm not going forward, that there's certain lessons that, and patient things that where I was being tested with, that I need to step in, you know? So whatever. But 2020, you guys, make it count. Make this whole decade count, because I got a good feeling about it, especially for my... I can never say this, you guys, my millennials, 28 up. I'm not too sure what the age group is. I'll come back with the facts next week when it comes to that. But I feel good about us, you know. 30s right now are the new 20s, like for real. Especially if you guys are trying to fucking consider 19 and 21 year olds as adolescents and kids still and all that, that was a whole upward theory in 2019, and so we'll see what they go with that. They're going to be changing that. I could absolutely see it happening, because things are so different. our generations are so different, and people's comprehension and everything else is so different because we have so many electronics that are preventing us from doing a lot of things. But anywho, I'm excited to see what we're going to offer into society and what we're going to do with our time that we're still blessed with, because we also, we took a lot of loss, whether it's from family and friends. We got a lot of people out here that are not, that don't have a second chance, or that the time was already ran up. You know what I'm saying? We are actually witnessing that, and we are living and functioning within that. And so let that itself be very motivating to you, that it's a new day, a new year, a new decade. It is 2020, bitches. Like, for real, this is 2020. I can't express how excited I am that I'm even here to say that and to live it and to witness it. Like, seriously, I feel like it's about to be like the 90s again, in a sense. I'm just out here trying to, you know, fuck up in the best way, live life, in the happiest, worst way, you know what I'm saying? Like, on some real shit. Like, just, the world is a big place, so all we can do is go fuck up in it. I think that was on Poetic Justice. But anywho, y'all, happy new year. Happy 2020. I wanted to make sure that I started off right with embracing and making sure that I dropped something, because I'm trying to do it and do it right. Do it properly, okay? I love you guys. Thank y'all for the support. This is not going to be a long spaz. I don't really have too much to rant about right now. I just want to speak about happiness and what we are bringing into our lives in 2020. And if you had anything that you needed to overcome in 2019, if you haven't already overcome that, give yourself into the end of January to nip that shit in the bud and keep it pushing. Do not bring that into February moving forward. Because you still might need that cushion. It's okay to take that. You know what I'm saying? It really is. It's okay. Don't feel no pressure. Just sort it out. And I'm only giving you that February 2020 just for a healthy deadline. Because you don't want to ruin, you don't want to ruin an amazing opportunity moving forward. Because I have a good feeling about everybody. I feel like it's a lot of people out here that have been living their lives, sipping in their truth and loving themselves and finding their purpose, being happy with what they're finding. People are really understanding self-employment and the power of the dollar and trying to create a dollar in a business that your family can eat off of. Shout out to anybody who came to finding something extra to do in 2019 and beyond. All my friends that have been inspiring me with their own little small businesses, it's a joy to see y'all. It really is. I can't express it enough. Shout out to the ones. I mean, look, a message for the ones before I get off the mic. A message for the ones that I have not been able to financially probably buy something with. You guys know I do something called Friend Friday. I do it every Friday to where I randomly just shout out the homies. You know what I'm saying? Some people that I know, very rarely do I post anybody that I don't know personally. I know pretty much everybody that I post and that I show love to. Sometimes it could be up to 3-5 people. Sometimes it could be one person. So I don't have a limitation. I don't have a direction with it. I just wanted to, one day I just woke up and was like, I just want to show love. And I don't want to have no shame in showing love. I want to be able to expose a secret. Like, okay, this girl here has dope ass accessories. And people always are complimenting me when I wear X, Y, and Z of their pieces. And instead of saying like, oh, I don't remember why I bought this. This is out of town. You know what I'm saying? Because you feel like you're too great to share. Listen, baby, you're not great if you feel like the next person can't be great with you. You're just not. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, I just want to show that love and pay it forward. I've always been about paying it forward. That's a sincere attribute of mine. Everybody doesn't have it. Don't fake it until you make it. That ain't something that you want to fake. You know, that's something that you really do from the heart. I for sure do it from my heart. But the point is, if I have not been able to buy something from you to support you, it ain't because, oh my God, like, she does this and that, because I will post you and try to send as much traffic your way. I just may not have had the money. You feel me? And that's as trill and real as it can get. I don't be having the money to be spreading out. I didn't go crazy for Christmas this year. Well, actually not this year. I didn't go crazy for Christmas in 2019 because I didn't have it. I focused on my nephews and my nephews only. I didn't feel no pressure from it. I didn't feel obligated to buy anybody no gifts. I am not a parent. I only have my nephews. I made sure that I spread it my free, pure love, because I know that my love is priceless, because I know it's pure. People out here spreading that fake love, I ain't got that. And so that shit is pure and it's worth more than anything in the world. And I understand that treasure. So I'm gonna go ahead and expose that treasure and share that treasure. And so this, yo, like I said, I see you guys. I'm really excited for what's to be in store for y'all. I'm so happy that I have friends that are actually out here doing shit, moving, making things happen. I'm just really excited about that. And like I said, little by little, I'll be coming and making my rounds and supporting with my little change that I got. Every dollar just has to count, because like I said, I'm really trying to focus on debt management, money management, financial accountability and stability and stuff like that. And it's going to go well. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to save a lot of money and I'm going to make a lot of money. And that's just what it is. And so I'm happy to see what things lead me to. And that's it. That's all. This was Spaz, y'all. Shout out. Thank y'all for listening. Peace and light.